from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This mail call is dedicated to the service men and women from the state of Maine. And standing at the microphone now to act as your master of ceremonies is one of your most consistent radio favorites, a New England boy who made good in the big city, Rudy Vallee.
Science at here, old Maine, shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always. To the trees, to the sky, to the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the life that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Happy hours, drink to the careless days, drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts.
Everybody, I'd like to present one of Maine's most distinguished summer residents. Summer residents, you know what I say. Most any June, July, or August, you can find this fellow broiling a lobster, or himself, on the beach at Old Orchard. Here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, Rudy. You know, Rudy, this is the first summer I haven't been in Maine since Hector was a pup.
Well, what are you doing in Hollywood, Fred?
Hector wanted to come out here to meet Lassie, Rudy. When Hector told me Lassie's salary, I thought I'd come out and make a picture myself.
You're going to make a picture? You?
Rudy, don't look at me as though I had just stolen your good conduct ribbon. If you had one.
I resent that.
I ran across a producer who had some old Technicolor left over. He wanted to use it up, so to help him out, I'm making a picture, Rudy. If Lassie and Jack Benny can get into pictures on all fours, why can't I?
Well, at least Jack Benny looks like something.
He looks like something that nobody can explain, Rudy. If Benny is a leading man, William Bendix is a ballet dancer. But, Rudy, let's forget that fugitive from a mortician's show window. I heard you say this program was dedicated to the members of the AEF from the state of Maine.
It is, Fred. What a state and what great old characters they have up there.
Ah, Maine is the only state that has a bath in it, Rudy. And they tell me some great old characters, and they tell some mighty tall tales.
I remember one old fellow in Westbrook, my hometown. He was quite a hunter. He told me he invented a curved rifle barrel so he could shoot around corners.
Did it work?
I'll say it did. One day he opened the door, fired the gun, ducked back inside, and he hasn't been out since.
Why not?
Every time he sticks his head out, there's that bullet still whizzing around his house.
Can't get the lead out of his vicinity, hey? Well, tell me, Rudy, how long has this fellow been confined in that house?
9 years.
9 years without going out. He must have one of the more modern Maine homes, Rudy. But, you know, I heard about a fisherman, speaking of tall stories, a fisherman up in Booth Bay Harbor who caught a salmon that was so big he had to tow it 20 miles up the Penobscot River and out into the ocean to turn the salmon around to get it back down the river again. To cook the salmon, they had to start a forest fire up there. And when the salmon was done, instead of green peas, they served that salmon with 200 watermelons. Now, you wouldn't believe that, would you, Rudy?
Yes, Fred, I would.
Really?
Yes, Fred. The man who caught that salmon was my father.
No kidding. Those Maine fishermen are sure rugged.
That they be.
Why, there's one. You have a little dialect left over. You better stay in the city a little longer. There's one guy I know. You can't get the country out of the boy. You know that. There's one guy I know, Rudy. He's 195 pounds of solid bone and muscle. A massive mastodonic specimen of manhood.
Was somebody calling me?
Yes. Come in, Frank Sinatra. Well, Frank, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Fred. What are you doing out here in California, Fred?
It's a long, dull story, Frank. I wanted to go to Maine, so I went over to the Grand Central Station in New York, bought a ticket, and 4 days later, here I was in Hollywood.
Hollywood? How come?
Well, look, Frank, today, if you can get a ticket on a train, you don't ask any questions. You go where the engineer is going. You know, the train situation is pretty confused, Frank. I have a friend who at this moment has been in Quebec for 3 weeks visiting his mother, who incidentally is in Denver.
Anyway, I'm glad you came out, Fred. You see, I've been wanting to talk to you alone for some time. What's the matter, Bud? You got a cold?
Oh, excuse me, Frank. I knew I'd forgotten something. This is Rudy Valley.
Rudy who?
Valley. Valet, as in Death Valley Days. Rudy, this is Frank Sinatra.
Frank who?
Sinatra. He's a singer.
Oh. Oh, yes. The Voice.
Look who's laughing. The Vagabond Lover. My time is your time. To think that that split up my grandmother and grandfather, I don't believe it.
Nothing at all. Son, you're nothing at all if I ever saw it.
Now, gentlemen, please. This expose is liable to put you both out of business.
Why, this guy Valley used to sing through a megaphone.
You would, too, if you could lift one.
Boy. Boys, please, watch your language. There are sailors present. And it's time for a song. And if one of you guys don't sing, I am going to.
Oh, no, not that.
Yes, I'd rather listen to Valley than you.
And I'd rather listen to Sinatra. Go ahead, Junior. Thrill the people. Boost him up to the mic, Fred.
Up. Up's a daisy, Frankie boy. I'll get it in or out.
When they begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing. Even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. It again is past all endeavor, except when when the tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we have tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember when they begin the beginning. Oh, yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin.
Begin the Begin, sung by Frank Sinatra, and very good, Frankie.
Thank you, Rudy. Say, I'm a little tired now. Could I sit down, please?
Sure. Help Frank to a chair, will you, Fred?
All right, Rudy. Thank goodness you're easy to carry, Frank. You look like a lollipop before they put the candy on.
Now, fellows and girls, since that great American poet, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, was born in Maine, we feel it only fitting we should bring you some sort of poetry this evening. So we're going to bring you some sort of poetry. Here comes our poetess now, Miss Mary Livingston.
Hi, gang, and thank you, Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra?
Yes, it's really a thrill meeting you, Frank.
Now, just a minute, Mary. I'm not Frank Sinatra. I'm Rudy Valley.
Oh, well, I just missed by one generation.
One generation. I may be a little older than Sinatra, but I'm in better shape than he is right now.
Gee, that's terrible. You ought to see a doctor.
I'll be all right. Now, Mary, how about that poem for the servicemen and women from the state of Maine?
Okay.
What's the title of it?
Maine is on my brain.
Yeah. Maine is on your brain.
Also Sinatra.
Go ahead, read your poem.
Maine is on my brain. There are many Maines in this world so wide. Some are in the open and some are inside.
So far, nothing.
Wait till I get rolling. There's the water main which sprinkles the grass, and the main neath the street so filled with gas. There's a main street in every village I hear, and a main on a horseway in front of the rear.
I can't make head nor tail to this.
Quiet. But of all the Maines I love the best is the state of Maine, away out west. The end.
All right, just a minute, Mary. Maine is our easternmost state. Honest, Mary, talking to you as a friend, I feel that I should tell you that your poetry is horrible.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to have a nickel for every tomato you caught in your megaphone.
Grapefruit. Nowadays, it would be called a victory garden. Well, Mary, here's someone you ought to say hello to, an old friend of Jack Benny.
Who is it?
Fred Allen.
Old is right.
Well, Fred, look who's here.
Hello, Fred.
Well, Mary, this is a surprise.
Where are you staying in town, Fred?
Well, I couldn't get into a hotel here in Hollywood unless I wanted to hop bells. So I went to a little auto court out on Ventura Boulevard.
How far out?
Seattle. It's quite a little place. It's quite a place. It has a slogan, "Every room needs a bath."
Gosh, you didn't have to go that far out. You could have stayed at Jack's house in Beverly Hills.
Oh, I know, but going through all that fingerprinting... A nickel every time I want to go in and wash. That meter on the roller towel. Oh, no. It's not worth it, Mary. Say, by the way, what do you hear from old easy come, hard to let go?
Well, I'm waiting for Jack's first letter now, and I know he's going to be furious when he unpacks his bag.
Why?
Because I helped him pack, and at the last minute I had a change of heart and took back my girdle.
Oh, really? Well, the Pacific is a large area. He can spread out there, I'm I hope he took his hot water bottle.
No, Carol Landis is with him.
Oh, a substitute, hey? Well, everything is ersatz nowadays.
Yes, and I'll knock his ersatz off if he doesn't behave himself.
What did you say, Mary?
But Jack did take some other things, Fred. Shirts, some pajamas, socks, and a hairbrush.
A hairbrush? For what?
Carolina, oh. The bag was full.
Oh, I wondered about the hairbrush. I know Jack parts his hair with a tweezer. He split it down the center, that one hairy. But tell me, hasn't Jack made a trip to the South Pacific before?
Well, he started it once years ago, but didn't quite make it.
Oh, I heard about that. He got seasick, and Magellan put him off at Cape Horn.
That must have been before my time.
A little before your time, yes, Mary. He was going with Queen Isabella in those days. I think Columbus moved in and spoiled the whole thing.
Pardon me, I hate to break up this sparkling dialogue, but it's time now for Gloria DeHaven and Frank Sinatra to lift their voices in song.
If I am in the way, Mr. Valley, I shall step aside.
Oh, hello, Gloria.
Hiya, Mary.
Gloria, don't make it too obvious, but how about giving me a knockdown to the voice?
Oh, sure, I'd be glad to. Mary Livingston, this is Frank Sinatra.
Gee, this is a thrill.
Gee, this is a thrill.
Gee, this is a thrill.
Gosh, this is a thrill.
These thrills come to you through the courtesy of the Armed Forces Radio Service. And now Gloria and Frank will sing Come Out from their latest picture, Step Lively.
Come out, come out wherever you are.
Come out, come out.
I know you're not very far. I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, open.
Come on out, wherever you are. I know you're not very far. If I sound too eager, my love life has been meager.
So won't you be so faithful, faithful, show up, gal, and be a pal.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
Won't you quit relaxing, Jackson, 'cause it's the final bar. So come out, come out, come out, wherever you are.
So come on out there,
wherever you are.
So come on out there.
Gloria and Frank, and now, gang, Professor Fred Allen has a little announcement to make.
Well, thank you, Rudy. In honor of the state of Maine, I have whipped up a little playlist called Way, Way Down East.
Oh, wonderful. Who's going to be in it, Fred?
There are a lot of beavers in Maine, Rudy. Now, don't be such an ego one. You're going to be in it. You are playing the part of Clem Valley, a simple country yokel. And the voice will be Zeke Sinatra, also a yokel. Well, so much for the yokels.
Say, Fred, what part do I play?
Mary, I have a treat for you. You're going to be my wife.
That's a Dutch treat if I ever heard one.
Nevertheless, you don't mind me cutting in with a big word occasionally. Nevertheless, you are going to be my wife, and Gloria DeHaven is going to be our daughter, Abigail.
Oh, fine. With Valley and Sinatra on the show, and I got to wind up with old Satchel Eyes.
Well, it's better than the old gray goose of Waukegan. And anyhow, we have to be man and wife, Mary, because that's the way the playlet is written, you see.
Oh, well, maybe you're a good husband on paper.
On Kleenex, yeah. Well, let's hope for the best. So Now for our play, Way, Way Down East. Places, everyone. A little music, please.
What you doing there, Pa?
Whitlin', what you doing there, Ma?
Knittlin'.
What you knittlin'?
Sweater for our daughter, Abigail. She's growing up, you know. What you whittling, Pa?
My thumb, Ma. The wood's all gone.
That's all you ever do. Sit around whittling and drink an applejack out of that jug.
Yeah. Well, you know the old saying, Ma. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Well, you got enough in you now to stand off the whole Mayo Brothers clinic.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired of this. For 30 years, I've been working my fingers to the bone. And what have I got to show for it?
Bony fingers. Why are you always so pernickety, Ma?
Well, it ain't me so much. I'm worrying about our daughter.
You reckon she's a little touched, do you?
No, nothing like that. No. But we got to get her a husband.
Who is it? Who's to the door?
It's me, Abigail.
Oh, dagnabbit, Abigail. You don't have to knock when you come into the house. You live here.
Well, I thought you and Ma might be romancing.
Romancing?
Young girl like you having thoughts like that. What do you know about romance?
Plenty. I just come back from the beehive.
See what I told you, Pa?
Yeah. First time I ever see an egg come out of the beehive, Ma.
See what I told you, Pa? She's getting ideas. Yeah. Now listen, Abigail. You've been running around with Clem Valley and Zeke Sinatra for 10 years. Has either one of them kissed you?
No, but the wood if it stopped running.
Well, you got to make up your mind which one's going to be your intended. Then we'll figure out when you're going to have your nuptials.
Hold on there, Ma. There ain't going to be no nuptials in this house till they're married. And that, as the fella says, is that. uh,
your hope chest, daughter?
It's full, Ma. Sally, our pig just had a litter in it.
Well, that sure is a greasy dowry.
That must be Clem Valley and Zeke Sinatra.
Your petticoat showing, Abigail. I can see where it says Pillsbury's Best.
Yeah, and take off that bustle, daughter. Bustles is old-fashioned.
That ain't no bustle, Paul. That's where I backed into the beehive.
Oh, well, then, open the door. Open the door. That's two doors. Get them all open in there. Open the transom and let your suitors in. I'll give them a good talking, too. Well, howdy, Clem.
Howdy, Zeke.
Howdy, boy. Mr. Allen. Can me and Zeke chase Abigail around the barn for a spell?
Let's do something that don't take no running.
Now, there ain't going to be no more running around the barn. You've worn a deer path out there in the Timothy now. And listen here, Zeke Sinatra. What are your intentions towards my daughter?
Well, that goes for me, too.
Now, boys, don't evade the issue. You two fellas have been a-courting Abigail, and she's got to get married.
Well, I'll marry if Clem will.
I think we'd be very happy.
Now, boys, just a minute. You fellas know very well that only one... That was my high, slow one. You fellas know darn well that only one of you can marry Abby.
Now you're talking, Pa. Come here, Zeke Sinatra, and kiss your mother-in-law.
But I ain't been accepted yet.
By me, you have.
Now, you can start gumming him a little later, Ma. First, I got to test the boys to see which one is fittest to marry our daughter. Now, come yonder, Clem Valley. Take a swig of this here Applejack. I want to see if you're a man.
Give me the jug.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. It's straightened out his hair.
You're next, Sinatra. Here's the jug. Get to it.
Okay.
Quick! Fish him out! He'll drown in there!
Here, son. I'll help you out. Anyone got a piece of lint, I'll dry him off.
I'll be all right, Mr. Allen.
You know, this ain't proving nothing, Pa. Our daughter's got to marry someone that knows how to run a farm. Better give him the old hog-calling test.
Yep, the old hog-calling test it'll be. The old hog auctioneer. Well, you're right, Ma. Clem Valley, you're to go first. Stick your head out of yonder window and start bellering.
All right, Mr. Allen.
Yeah.
Suey, 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 pig, 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 pig.
Well, that's pretty good, Clem. You got quite a few. Got a rooster in there, too. Must have slipped off. Now it's an eagle in there, that bald one. That's an eagle there. Quiet, everybody. Now it's your turn, Zeke Sinatra.
Right you are, Mr. Allen. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Piggy, piggy, piggy.
Everybody, they're coming from higher
And to this day, when you call on the Allen family up in Maine for dinner, you're sure to get pickled pig's feet with bobby socks. Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Fred Allen, Rudy Vallee, Frank Sinatra, Gloria DeHaven, Barry Livingston, Betty and the Boys, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.